from KQED.
Elon Musk, founder of SpaceX, surprised pretty much everyone recently when he revealed that the company would use one of its spacecraft to fly two unnamed space tourists all the way around the moon, into deep space and back again, sometime late next year. To discuss this announcement, we're joined now by Seth Shostak, senior astronomer with the SETI Institute in Mountain View. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
So if this mission goes as planned, it would be the first time in 45 years that any human has gone this far into space. Have I got that right?
You have got that right. That was the last time anybody went any farther away than the, you know, the distance between San Francisco and Los Angeles into space.
Okay.
So yes, this is a big thing. It's 1,000 times farther.
So the Apollo program ended in the early 70s. Why haven't we been back to the moon since then?
The assumption was, okay, we did what we wanted to do, which was largely geopolitical. The idea was to beat the Russians to the moon, and we did that. And after that, the incentive to pay the money to do more of that just kind of faded away. There was a plan to send at least three more missions, manned missions to the moon. They didn't happen. But what was coming down the pike, everyone assumed, was to send people to Mars. And so there were plans drawn up. The president said to NASA, you know, figure out how much that's going to cost. And when they came back with a price tag of something like $500 billion, he said, think again. So that hasn't happened. We haven't sent people any farther than into orbit. And I think that the public is at some level aware of the fact that we haven't done anything spectacular in space for a very long time.
Has Mars essentially usurped the moon as our destination of choice?
I think so. The moon has a very interesting history, it seems, and tells us something about planets in general. But, you know, it is only 240,000 miles away, which is more or less what I have on my Honda. So that isn't very far. Mars, on the other hand, is, you know, like 30 million miles away. That's a much bigger trip. You can get to the moon in a couple of days. To get to Mars would take you half a year. Mars was once a kinder, gentler world with, you know, water on the surface, lakes, rivers, maybe even oceans. It may have had life. It may even still have some sort of life under the surface. None of that can be said for the moon. So, yeah, we want to go to Mars. And I think from the standpoint of excitement and largely also the science, Mars is a more interesting, if more difficult, target.
So what does it say about the state of space exploration that a private company is getting astronauts back to the moon before NASA can? Are we going to see more of this kind of private space travel, do you think?
Well, I kind of hope that we will, actually. I think the thing to do is to kind of liken it to the development of aviation, right? The Wright brothers fly around Kitty Hawk in 1903, and for many years it's basically a U.S. Army project to develop aircraft. But if the government had stayed the sole developer of airplanes, you know, it would cost you really a lot of money to go anywhere in an aircraft today. Fortunately, the private sector got involved and, you know, they were able to drive down costs and commercialize it. And today you can buy an airline ticket for what some people would consider a reasonable price. I think the same thing may happen in space. If you're really going to open up space to more people than just a few astronauts every year, yes, the privatization is a good thing.
SpaceX has never flown people before, and it actually has had two rockets blow up in the last 2 years. Are there some unique risks to a mission like this because it involves a private company?
Well, I mean, there is the question of, you know, do you trust their engineering? Have they done enough testing and that sort of thing? Look, it seems easy to build rockets. In the movies, they do it all the time, and they always work. But in real life, of course, it's not what you would call a mature technology. So there is the danger. And a couple of 100,000 miles into space, the moon is 240,000 miles away. And this rocket would go farther than the moon and then loop back, so you'd get to see the backside. Okay, that's pretty nifty, all right. But, you know, if they get into trouble up there, it's very, very hard to get them back.
Seth Shostak, senior astronomer with the SETI Institute. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.